The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Let's hear what you have to say.
I tell you what I want every morning is you guys. I look forward to you every morning. You're my morning.
I love you guys. I love your station. I just love it. Thanks to my mom, because she's the one who turned me on to your station.
Thanks a lot for what you do.
Coming to you live from the WeSellKiwi.com Morning Answer Studios.
Is this mic on? I guess. Anyway.
Here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
And yes, it is a beautiful Friday. Nice, sunny, clear, 57 degrees at the GSP International Airport. Only going to get up into the mid-70s today. This is my kind of weather. Currently 55 in Spartanburg, 57 in Anderson, 55 in Salem, 50 degrees in Hendersonville, 48 in Asheville, and 52 in Clayton. It's going to be a wonderful fall weekend. Portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travers Rest. When it comes to banking, there's no better bank than my bank, the Bank of Travers Rest. They've been serving our community since 1946, and they've grown into the area's favorite community bank. Visit them today and learn why they should be your new bank. Visit bankoftraversrest.com. Bank of Travers Rest, member FDIC. Back to the phones. Jim is in Powdersville on this Free Speech Friday. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Joey. Happy day the Lord has given us.
That is for sure. What's on your mind, my friend?
I think I have a solution to the illegal immigration population in this country.
Well, let me hear it, because we're looking for one.
All right. The federal government owns all these closed down military bases.
Yep.
Why can't we stage them in those vacant bases? They have infrastructure, water, sewer, hospital services available there to be staffed. Take the responsibility off of the states, put it on the federal government. The federal government wants us to have them, so let the federal government take care of them.
Yep. Well, you know, if they're going to be in the country, that's probably a pretty good solution. I mean, my argument would be they never should be here to begin with, but yes, if they're here, then that's a great idea, because you're right. We do have some of those facilities out there. And rather than like New York City announced yesterday, they're building tent cities. They're literally putting tents up. Mayor Eric Adams made the announcement yesterday to house them on a temporary basis. So yeah, take advantage of these facilities that we're having to pay to keep up anyway.
I've never heard any politician talk about it, even offer it. I wonder how much, under the work there is to keep these bases closed and shut down. But I mean, the facilities are there, and they're better than tent cities. They're better than having the mayor of D.C. declare a state of emergency.
You're right. And again, I get back to, they shouldn't be here to begin with, but if they are, we got to do something. So good idea, Jim. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you for listening in Powdersville, and have a wonderful weekend. Yeah, Mayor Adams yesterday announcing that he has instructed the city to start building these tent cities. The first ones are going to be set up near the Bronx, and he expects migrants to spend 1 to 4 days in these facilities as they're being processed. City Hall's press release doesn't even really mention beds. One would assume that there are going to be beds in these tents. The caption of a photo read, "A past example of what the inside of a humanitarian emergency response or relief center will look like that would only shelter single adults. Families would be sheltered in a humanitarian relief center with a different setup." And it showed a tent with just a row of cots in it. In the statement, it says, "More than 100 years ago, Ellis Island opened its doors to welcome in those yearning to breathe free. Now more than ever, it's clear that we are again dealing with a humanitarian crisis created by human hands. while other leaders have abdicated their moral duty to support arriving asylum seekers, New York City refuses to do so. I wonder who they're referencing there. You think they're talking about Martha's Vineyard? Or you think it's a slap in the face to Governor Abbott and some of the border state governors who are busing and flying these illegals to other states to begin with? And if that's the case, I really wish someone could explain to me why they think that Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and any other states, Florida's not a border state, but, the Biden administration back in the earlier part of the year actually had overnight flights dropping some of these illegals off in Florida. We don't know how many. They were secret flights. If anything, Governor DeSantis has brought attention to those flights in his by flying these two plane loads to Martha's Vineyard this week. They had conveniently forgotten the fact that Joe Biden was secretly flying illegals to Chattanooga, for example, to Westchester, New York, to Florida. And it was obvious they didn't want you to know what they were doing because, again, they were doing it in the middle of the night, unannounced. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about a special deal that Mike Lindell has at MyPillow. We had a friend up a couple weekends ago who spent the weekend with us at Lake Kiawee. And she just couldn't believe how comfortable the guest bed was in the guest bedroom. She wanted to know what kind of mattress we had. Well, look, it wasn't the mattress. It was the mattress topper. We have 3-inch MyPillow mattress toppers on all of our guest beds. And yes, they do make the bed very comfortable. If you're thinking about buying a new mattress, let me ask you to try this first. If you want the most comfortable bed that you've ever slept in and to get the best night's sleep you'll ever have, order a 3-inch MyPillow mattress topper today. Use promo code Joey and they're 50% off. Mike Lindell has a special offer to radio listeners. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, or better yet, I've made it real simple for you. Just text the keyword pillow to 877-235-9405. Just text pillow to our Big Rock text line. I'll send you a link that'll take you straight to the page so that you can get your mattress topper for 50% off when you use promo code Joey. For example, typically a full-size mattress topper would cost $359.98. When you use promo code Joey, you're going to get it for $179.99. So don't buy a new mattress. You're going to love the MyPillow mattress topper. And by the way, if you don't, if it's not what I tell you it is, if it's not the most comfortable night's sleep that you've ever had, send it back. Within 60 days, Mike Lindell will give you a full refund. And it comes with a 10-year warranty as well. So take advantage of this and all the other deals, too. When you go to the radio listeners page, you're going to see where the Giza Dream Sheets are on sale again. For as low as $29.98, they come in a variety of colors, sizes, and they're all on sale when you use promo code Joey. Get you a few extra pillows while you're there too. MyPillow.com or call 800-893-4058. Use promo code Joey or text pillow to 877-235-9405. I made it real easy. Just text the keyword pillow. Andy writes, induct Abrams into the Fauci Hall of Medical Shame. I mean, again, I give it. Let's listen to Stacey Abrams again. Men, you're not really hearing that heartbeat. It's all in your mind. It's manufactured, she said, so that men can take control of your body. Have you ever heard anything so crazy? and she's running for governor. She wants you, if you're in Georgia listening to me right now, she wants you to cast your vote for her in November. But yet she doesn't believe that that's really a heartbeat that you're hearing at 6 weeks or so. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in. Mike Gallagher will join us here in a few minutes for a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show. We'll try to get back to your phone, more of your phone calls and your comments on the Big Rock text line. 877-235-9405. It's 845.
The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
All right, this would be a great weekend with the beautiful weather we're going to have, the nice cool days, to really see Lake Kiawee for yourself. Take a look at some of the homes that you could potentially purchase. Get into that dream home, that dream lake home that you've been wanting to have for all these years. Patty and Gary Kaysen of Keller Williams at Lake Kiawee and their daughter Melissa, they're the experts when it comes to lake property. And they're standing by right now for your call to set up appointments to show you what you can purchase on Lake Kiawee. Joe Cassie, Lake Hartwell as well. You've heard me talking about how much Peg and I have enjoyed getting to know Lake Kiawee over the past couple of years. Patty and Gary and Melissa, they helped us find our dream home on Lake Kiawee, and I promise you, it's the best decision we've ever made. They'll help you too. When I say that the Kaysen Group of Keller Williams at Lake Kiawee are the experts, that's a very accurate statement because that's all they do. They focus on that market, and they've been doing so for many, many years. They know everybody in the area. So if you want the true expert, then call the Kaysen Group, and they're real easy to find at WeSellKiawee.com. WeSellKiawee.com. Live it, love it, like it with the Kaysen Group at WeSellKiawee.com. It's 847.
It's the nicest way to start your day. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
A51, we'll visit with Mike Gallagher here in just a minute to talk about what to expect on the Mike Gallagher Show. I had a texter who texted Pillow a minute ago wanting information on the 3-inch mattress topper. Had one asking, is it really that comfortable? Yes, it is. It is. Text Pillow to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link. And order it. And again, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee, so if it's not as comfortable as I'm saying it is, just send it back. Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Hey, speaking of busing the immigrants to other states, Democrats would like for you to think that people are just outraged at this, but evidently people aren't as upset as Democrats would like for them to be. National Review has results of a CRC research poll conducted for the 85 Fund, which asked if sanctuary cities should share the burden of the immigrant surge along with border towns. 63% of likely voters agree. Now, as expected, more of those, 78% of Republicans who were contacted agreed. 63% independents agreed. But even a majority of Democrats agreed. 51% of those who say they're Democrats also said that they think it's only fair that sanctuary cities, sanctuary states help share the burden. 877-235-9405. You can text your comments to the Big Rock text line. Gary says, I wonder how tent cities in New York City are going to work out in the dead of winter. Well, it's not going to be too comfortable, that's for sure, because it can get cold in New York. Mike Gallagher joining us. Good morning, sir. Glad you could make it. I guess you've been talking with Mark.
Well, we've been fired up because he's taken the Hugh Hewitt route about the guy who killed the 18-year-old in North Dakota. You know, Hewitt last night on Brett Baer said, it's probably just a DUI. Don't give too much credence to the guy confessing that he killed the kid because he was an extremist Republican. Why do people, and Mark Davis kind of did the same thing right now in Dallas. Why do people on our side always give the people on their side the benefit of the doubt?
All right, so what was Mark's argument? I mean, how could you even... Now, this is the Eminem experience, right? I mean...
Hugh Hewitt did it last night on Brett Baer on Fox News. Same thing.
But what was Mark's argument? I mean, how
same
did
thing
he,
as Hewitt. Mark's argument is that, well, let's see what happens. He was drunk. He may have said things while drunk. We don't know that it was a political attack.
I thought he said it was. Didn't
he literally
say,
said...
Yes.
The guy confessed. And here's why it matters. The guy, according to the police report, used the exact terminology that Biden used, extremist Republican. Exact terminology. That's what they're saying now. The Republican extremists are a threat to democracy, right? That's what Biden said.
Yep.
Well, that's
right.
What this guy said after he mowed over an 18-year-old man in North Dakota. And we got people like Hewitt and these are friends of mine. They're colleagues. I got to get on a plane with Hewitt and go all over the country with him in a few weeks. So I better be a little bit careful. But what are these guys thinking? Why is it just because they're such good people that they want to be magnanimous? They don't want to be too mean to the left. What do you think would be if a Trump supporter said, I killed, you know, a socialist Biden supporter? They'd be all over it.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Our guys say, well, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. We don't know. It was probably the alcohol speaking. I don't understand.
I'm telling you that's why you shouldn't be wasting your time with Mark Davis, and you should be here on the Morning Answer more.
I've been listening to you all morning because I'm jealous. Did I hear you say temperatures in the 50s on the lake this weekend?
Oh, it is beautiful.
I missed that.
It's
like 99 degrees here in Florida. I hate it. I mean, I miss the change of seasons. And one thing the upstate gets to enjoy is a nice change of season.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Right now at Lake Kiawee, let me find it for you here. It is 57 degrees right now.
Oh, I can be there. I can be there. There's that 3 o'clock flight out.
Yep.
I can be there by 6 o'clock.
What are you guys doing?
Come on up.
All right.
You know,
we'll go out on the boat.
Yep. Will the boat work this time?
Yes. I got all those issues worked out.
I know you do. And the boat is, you don't have your pontoon yet.
No, I don't have a pontoon yet. No.
I'm going to gift you guys a pontoon. I'm going to figure out a way to get you a pontoon. And for people who don't know, Peg and I are trying to work Joey, who has the first dime he's ever made. This guy's got more money stashed away. I mean, Peg and I are going to be eating cat food in our old age. Yesterday, Joey got mad at me over some money I'm spending, and you promised me that you'd keep the barn temperature.
I didn't get mad at you. Why would I get mad at you for spending your own money?
Because you manage it. I
think it may be foolish at times, but I don't get mad at you.
Well, you told me that you promised that I could have the AC at 78, not 1 degree lower than 78, and I reminded you. You said 75 once.
Yeah.
When I'm 80 and I'm needing the air. But Peg and I are both trying to work Joey Hudson, the cheapest guy in the world, over to get a pontoon. You need a pontoon. You got that good speed. You got that great. What's that boat? What's the boat you have? What do you call it?
It's just sort of a general all-purpose runabout type boat. You know?
A runabout. Yeah.
How many feet is it?
It's like 20 feet?
21, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 21 feet. We need a nice luxury pontoon so that Captain Mike can be on that pontoon on Lake Kiawee. I want the works. We got to get the big captain's chair. I want some speakers, some music. I can drink my Diet Coke. I can have a PhD bar. We could have a ball on Lake Kiawee on the pontoon. But of course, Joey doesn't want to fork over the money. So I'm going to have to step up, and I'm going to have to sneak around and figure out a way to get it done, so that we can have a pontoon party on Lake Kiawee.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, all right.
I hope anybody out there with a deal on a pontoon, text me 800-655-6453. If you've got any pontoons for sale, we'll talk. I'll make you a good offer. 800-655-Mike.
I don't think the problem is that there's not any for sale. that I think was probably plenty for sale.
See, there's some deals out there, and you don't want to negotiate with Joey Hudson, but you want to negotiate with me because I'll pay more than you're asking
for.
Have a
Mike
great weekend,
Gallagher, bro. Have a great show, and hey, come on up to the lake. We'd love to have you.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Got it.
Thank you for spending your Friday with us. Have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a great fall weekend. Tommy now back on Monday at 6. Hope you'll be there as well. And remember, folks, God's got this. God's still in control.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.